overall, while there's an overlap between leadership and management, there are clear, distinctive differences in focus, approach, and skills required for each role. Listen, family, effective organizations need both strong leaders and skilled managers to achieve their goals and succeed in today's complex, rapidly changing business environment. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. I have an 8-point framework, and these 8 points, my goal, my mission, my job here today is to unpack today's episode, which is entitled Leadership versus Management. Again, leadership versus management. What's the difference? So let's see if we can get into this, family, and unpack this. But first, let's do our groundwork. What is our groundwork? The foundational principles of this. What is leadership? Leadership is really defined at a high level, the ability to lead a group towards a common goal by inspiring, motivating, and encouraging. Then what is management? Management is dealing and controlling with tasks and resources to achieve the organizational goal. Listen, I want to give you two quick highlighted points on this. First of all, family, leadership really focuses on leading people towards a goal, while management is about managing tasks, resources to achieve those objectives. Now, let's keep in mind, though, both leadership and management skills are essential, as I stated at the beginning of this episode, in achieving success in projects or initiatives within a company. Point number one, vision versus execution. So how I'm going to do this, family, is I'm going to break this apart by saying this is what leaders look at it, and this is how managers look at it. So vision versus execution. Leaders articulate a compelling vision for the future, basically inspiring the organization to pursue new possibilities. Well, managers, they focus on taking that vision and turning it into reality and creating a detailed plan. At the same time, organizing resources, ensuring tasks are completed. And all of this, you already know, has to be on time, within scope, within budget. But seriously, management really breaks down what leaders' vision is into manageable tasks and monitor the progress toward achieving these particular goals. Point number two, change versus stability. Listen, leaders drive change by encouraging innovation and risk-taking, aiming to transform, or I should say significantly improve, the aspects of the organization, where management, they look at maintaining the current stability by managing operations smoothly and effectively and efficiently, by ensuring that the performance is very consistent, as well as mitigating any potential risk. Empowering versus controlling, point number three. Leaders, they empower employees by delegating authority, encouraging them to take initiative by having them to be proactive, make decisions, not choices, which really fosters a sense of ownership, where managers, they really exert control by establishing rules, establishing procedures, and then closely, basically monitoring the performance to ensure compliance and to see if there's any corrective deviations required in order to make whatever this thing that they've established work with regards to procedures, you know, compliance and things of that nature. Point number four, people versus processes. Listen, as you already know, leaders really prioritize relationships with team members, really looking to foster a collaborative and supportive environment for the team to operate in, where managers, they really focus on optimizing processes to enhance the productivity and effectiveness, ensuring that tasks are performed and actually designed. Point number five, risk-taking versus risk management. I want to park here real quick, family. The reason why I want to park here is because, you know, when you listen to that, risk taking versus risk management. So of course, when you think of risk taking for leaders, risk taking means leaders are willing to take calculated risk. Now that's the key component, calculated. It's not just, oh, well, you know what? We're just gonna take this risk just because it just sounds good. No, calculated. Last time I checked, anything that is calculated, meaning it's thought out. Anything that is calculated, last time I checked, was strategic. You get where I'm going with this, family. So the ability to take calculated risks to achieve a breakthrough result. This often opens up opportunities that others might avoid due to uncertainty. So being able to take that calculated risk will open up opportunities that most people, but that other your team may not have looked at because they were so focused. While now let's get onto the manager side of things. Managers really focus on risk management by implementing systems and control to minimize potential loss and disruption. So here management comes in is just ensure that, okay, this is the risk we're taking. We understand it's calculated, but management is saying, okay, how they're poking holes at it, meaning, okay, what if this happens? What are we going to do? What if this happens? What are we going to do? And that's key. And, you know, before we move on to point number six, I just want to point out here, family, I used to be, if you go back and listen to old videos, old episodes, really, you would find out that I just did not like management, even though in the title says project manager, but I just didn't like the word manager until I started doing my homework. And the more I do more videos and episodes like this, it really helps me understand that you really need both. They are hand in hand. Yes, a leader can really create the vision, but it's up to management to really push that vision forward, to really sell that vision to everyone else moving forward. Okay, let me get off my soapbox with that. But again, family, you really want to understand that, like, there isn't just, oh, leadership, no management. No, as a project manager, you're going to need to have a combination of both. And that's why I wanted to take this more of a versus approach, so you could kind of see the difference, because I don't think we really unpack what management is and what leadership is all the time. We always want to infuse the two at times and say, oh, well, he's a good leader. And you're like, and I'm thinking to myself, no, he's a good manager, but he's not a good leader. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with, but well, let me see how I should say that. There is something wrong with it if you are if you were hired on to be a leader. If you were hired on to be a leader, then there is something wrong with it. But if you are a leader and you were hired on and you're not doing leadership types things, then we do have an issue, because your main job is to inspire, influence, and empower the team. And so if you're not doing that, then we know you're managing. So if you're managing, then say, hey, I'm a good manager. I'm an exceptional manager. And there's nothing wrong with that. Let's move on to point number six. I keep going on. Can't you see how passionate I am about leadership and management, family? All right, culture shaping versus culture implementing. Listen, leaders are architects of the organizational culture, crafting and disseminating core values and behaviors that define the organization. Now, management, what they look to do is they enforce and reinforce the established culture by aligning team behaviors with organizational values and practices. Let's move on to point number seven. Point number seven, inspiration versus direction. Listen, leaders like to inspire employees. That's that word again, inspire and motivate, influence employees by communicating a vision that aligns with their values and interests, often using powerful rhetoric, like, for instance, energize, synergy, and basically motivation. These are key words that you'll hear leaders talk about a lot of times. And then managers, they provide the clear instructions and direction to staff, ensuring that everyone understands their roles and responsibilities. That is key, because leaderships a lot of times don't do that and is not responsible for doing that at times. Managers are responsible for ensuring that the team understand what, you know, it reminds me of that Jay-Z line. What did we come, we forgot what we came for. Meaning, translation is, when you have a manager, they're supposed to assist the your stakeholders to understanding their roles and responsibilities, and often using policies and procedures to actually guide their actions, meaning, hey, this is in the policy or this is in the procedure, where as a leader, we're like, we want to buck against that. No, we're not doing that. But seriously, family, just understanding, we do need managers for that to even be possible. Point number eight, strategic versus administrative focus. What does that look like? Listen, leaders are focused on setting the strategic direction of organization, which involves long-term thinking and planning to achieve the sustainable growth. While managers, they handle administrative processes of an organization. Listen, they focus on efficiency, adherence to the process, and of course, your day-to-day management of what I was about to say, people, places, but no, of resources. All right, let's move on to, I got two bonuses because, again, you know, I'm passionate. This is another topic of my passion about is leadership and management. So influence versus authority. As we understand that leaders are always looking to influence their ability through persuading, inspiring others to go beyond just their limited beliefs. You know, a lot of that's one thing I love about amazing and exceptional leaders is they want you to think outside of that's just the problem. They want you to think outside of I'm going to put so much energy in the problem and not. And then I when it's time to come up with a solution, I'm having a blank in my mind because I don't even know. Well, you done spent 15, 16 minutes talking about the. OK, I'm sorry. We talked about that yesterday. But honestly, in their leader's ability to engage others and by appealing to a shared goal and vision is key. Managers, they rely on formal authority, basically implementing their policies and procedures when they're making decisions. Their power is really derived from their positional status within the actual organization. My last and final bonus, family, just for you, development versus performance. Listen, leaders are committed. You heard the word that I said, committed, not interested, but committed into the development of their team's skills and capacities. Just really setting them up for success, preparing them for future challenges and or opportunities. While managers, they're really looking at your current performance and really focusing on enhancing the efficiencies and productivity of their teams to achieve a objective that may have been set by leadership. Here's my closing remarks, family. I only have three, as you know. First one, inspiration versus direction. Listen, leaders inspire employees to be by communicating vision that aligns with the values and interests of the organization, as well as people to energize and motivate them. While managers, they really provide a clear instructions on what the task is, what do we have to accomplish, and how are we going to move forward? Point number two, culture shaping and culture empowering. As we know, leaders really, they architect the organization. They really instill in the values and the beliefs, while managers, they come along, they enforce and reinforce those values and beliefs about what the organizational culture is. And my last and final one, family, is empowering versus controlling. Listen, leaders empower employees by delegating authority, setting them up again for success, giving them that self-confidence adding to their confidence, which will increase their self-confidence by having an opportunity to learn and make, I don't want to use the word mistakes, but have an area of opportunity to make bad decisions and still recover because it was a training exercise, but they may not have known it. That's a whole nother topic. And then managers, they look to exert control by establishing and reinforcing again those rules, policies, and closely monitoring performance to ensure compliance issues. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. I enjoy delivering. Again, leaders versus management. You tell me what you think. I'll be interested to know how you feel about it. Until next time, you know my slogan. I'm out.